Philadelphia 3.0 is an independent political organization formed this year to try to bring new blood and fresh ideas to city council. Though the reform-minded group funded much of its politicking, even ads endorsing candidates with money from secret donors, as WHYY's Dave Davies reports.
When the U.S. Supreme Court opened the door to more big money in political campaigns with the Citizens United decision, it made clear that sanctioned heavyweight spending comes with a catch, disclosing the sources of political donations. So what happened here? Philadelphia 3.0 formed two organizations for its efforts in the spring Democratic primary. One, Philadelphia 3.0 Incorporated, is a nonprofit corporation which keeps its donors secret. It ran issue ads like this one.
Scandals, insider deals, incompetence. Philadelphia City Council has been called the worst legislative body in the free world.
Those ads did not endorse candidates, but the second organization, the Philadelphia 3.0 PAC, did.
City Council is not doing its job. These people will change that. Derek Green, Tom Wyatt, Isaiah Thomas, Paul Steinke.
The Philadelphia 3.0 PAC endorsed six candidates in all and spent about $500,000 on TV, newspaper ads, direct mail, and election day field operations. And as a political committee, it filed required reports showing its donors and expenses. But if you look carefully at the group's post-election report, you'll see that more than 70% of its money came from Philadelphia 3.0 Incorporated, the affiliated nonprofit that doesn't disclose its donors. So you still don't know where most of their money is coming from, even for bankrolling ads on behalf of specific candidates. John Dunbar, a campaign finance expert from the Center for Public Integrity in Washington, says he sees this a lot in national political groups.
It's a form of dark money. It's basically a way of disclosing without disclosing.
But can you be an agent for reform while taking big checks from donors who insist on doing it anonymously? Officials of Philadelphia 3.0 declined to respond to any questions for this story. Alan Dom, the wealthy realtor who won a seat on the Democratic Council ticket this spring, says some in the city's business community want to support a movement for change but have financial interests that the current council can affect.
I think a lot of people are probably afraid of retaliation, and that's why they like the idea of donating to an independent, you know, expenditure like this and not having to give up their name.
Another question, is what Philadelphia 3.0 did this spring legal? It's not clear. Dunbar from the Center for Public Integrity says there's nothing in federal court rulings that prevents cities from requiring disclosure from nonprofit corporations like Philadelphia 3.0, and the City Ethics Board has said it expects such groups to disclose their donors. Asked what they would do about 3.0's activities, Ethics Board staff declined to comment. So did the group accomplish much with all that dark money? Three of the six council candidates it supported won party nominations, Terry Tracy, Derek Green, and incumbent Maria Quiñones Sanchez, though each had their own substantial bases of political support already. Many in the city's political community were fascinated by the emergence of Philadelphia 3.0, a group generally seen as backed by business interests looking to shake things up. But several political operatives who didn't want to criticize the group publicly said its print ads and mailings were too dense and confusing, and that Philadelphia 3.0 wasted a lot of money on general attacks on council rather than focusing on races it could win. Mark Nevins is a Democratic strategist.
Certainly there's room in Philadelphia for an effort to inject some new energy or new blood into Philadelphia politics. The degree to which Philly 3.0 did that in 2015 is subject to some debate, but certainly if they're in it for the long term, they have the potential to make an impact.
Neil Oxman, the veteran media consultant who did the group's TV spots, believes it had an impact on the primary and that the issue ads are part of a strategy that will take some time.
I think that they're looking at this as a long-term venture to try to get reform in government and try to get some new blood in city council and in government. So they view this as being involved for some number of elections over a reasonably long period of time. You know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
While the group may not have been a decisive winner in May, it outlined a playbook that others might exploit to use anonymous donations directly on behalf of candidates. Dave Davies, WHYY News.